Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, to Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, all around the country. Thank you very much for all that you're doing. Now, let's also get into the mix here. That's everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch. Thanks so very much for all that you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics for hour number 2. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I'm just going to throw this out there, and then we're going to move on, and we've got a caller we're going to take. So here's the deal, folks. Texas and the other states can now refile their cases, if they want, against Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania with the correct terms as, quote, motion to file the bill of complaint. And their cases will eventually be heard by SCOTUS. They will not be rushed through because it's not going to be deemed an emergency case that needs to be resolved because of the fact that SCOTUS dismissed the Texas lawsuit. Now, where does the president stand in all this? Well, he stands exactly where he did before Texas filed the case. And understand, there are some paths to victory here, but it all lies in one place. The states of Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania state legislatures, they need to be called into a special session. They need to change and emphasize the fact that their constitution was violated, that the some of the decisions made by the director of elections there and some other individuals was wrong, and they're the only ones that can do that, not me, not you, not anybody else. The states, legislatures in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Question is, will they? Now, none require a ruling from the Supreme Court. And the longer this goes on, the worse it is, Kyle, because we have the Electoral College going to vote on Monday, and they are going to vote Joe Biden, the 46th president of the United States, with his 306 electoral votes. I think that's what the total was.
Well, that's right. And again, the main thing here is not about awarding electors to Donald Trump.
Nope.
What it is, it's actually saying we can't say with any real certainty what the actual outcome of the election in these states are.
Yep, 62 electors is what's at stake here.
That's right, and mm-hmm. and so that's what they should be doing and looking at this evidence.
Yep. All right, now we're going to go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Iron Mike from Florida, Tampa, but I have a home in Michigan, but I'm a Florida voter.
Okay.
Okay. Dominion Systems
yep.
in Toronto. There's not one machine in Canada used. They don't use that system. They never, they've that was set up, that's a shadow company that was set up for access to the United States, because of its Venezuelan, heritage.
That's true.
And there was more, oh yeah, and then John James, there was more votes than people. I send him money, and I, you know, fairly a decent money for me.
Right.
More than I ever did in my life.
Mm-hmm.
John James is a captain.
Yep.
Okay. He retired as captain.
Helicopter pilot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A squadron leader.
Yep.
Anyway, two things like that. He retired from the military, the West Point graduate, to take over his father's company in Detroit, Michigan. He's mm-hmm. from Detroit. His company is a warehousing and trucking company.
Yep.
And he's made that seven times as large as his father.
Mm-hmm.
And that man lost in Michigan. Because they had more votes in Wayne County than there are people living there.
That's correct.
We know the, you know, and your mm-hmm. audience knows the rest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is news. It's kind of a scandal. I have access to stuff. Prime Minister Twinkletoes of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The only job he ever had was 7 months of dance instruction or instructor.
Okay.
Anyway, this is really hot news. It was a secret, but Canada's army is trained in Arctic warfare.
Yeah, we talked about that with China.
Years,
with China.
Oh yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'll leave that.
All right. Well, I got to let you go because we're coming up on a break. But your points are well taken, and yes, I agree.
And I say the Pledge of Allegiance every time you say it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks you very much, sir. Okay. And Kyle, again, very important points being mentioned. We've talked about them, a lot of them, especially the one about China. You're drilling with the Canadian Army, which was something that hadn't been mentioned before, but there's a connection there. But our good friends in the North in Canada, they understand the Dominion system. And by the way, what state turned down Dominion, Kyle, three times? What state?
Texas.
Thank you. You're all right, Texas. And folks, hang on. We're coming right back. And again, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Be happy to take your call and listen to what you have to say on this very important weekend. All right, we'll be back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, one of my favorite portions, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in that narrow windshield you got, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. That's right. You heard me right. They'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. And if you're here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Remember, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim, give you a brand new premium quality windshield, and put $100 back in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. Just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Okay. The COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine was approved officially by the FDA late last night. And we were told right away here in my area, Tampa Bay, that Pinellas County in Florida would have the vaccines and would be vaccinating people as soon as next week. The priority would go, of course, to the essential workers, first responders, and other people they call essential, as well as the nursing homes with the older folks. That's where the priority starts, and then it goes backwards from there and downhill, pretty much by age and occupation.
Well, that's right. And, of course, so one of the first things that they'll do, just like in Britain and some other countries trying to get people vaccinated as quickly as possible, but as you were mentioning, starting with certain groups, especially first responders and so forth.
Yeah. And this is the vaccine that takes two shots, not one, but two.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah, and you get one, then you get a booster.
Well, exactly right. And I think a lot of people, of course, are looking forward to this in the sense that this is the first time that we have a glimpse of trying to get back to quote-unquote normal. Hopefully as this makes its way through the population, it'll be seen that there won't be any other complications and we'll be able to start down that road because it's been a very long year.
Well, if it works so much for that, the pandemic will be in the final stages. We won't need to be worrying all about that, and we'll know soon enough because I know a lot of people that are going to be getting it are going to be talking about it, and they're going to be saying that, hey, I've had the shot, and here's what it was to begin with, and maybe I got a little woozy or had a little agitation in my stomach, but other than that, it lasted about 10 minutes, and that was it, or whatever, and that's what we're going to hear, right?
Well, I believe so, yeah. And hopefully, Captain, yeah, that means people start getting back to work.
Right, there you go, and getting back to normal and opening things up. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I wanted to say I saw where I think they had 3 or 4 cases of Bell's palsy from that Pfizer vaccine, which is kind of like more than an allergic reaction. But the second thing that I was going to say is that what you're talking about is the dead people on the voter rolls. Are they going to be able to find those votes? Because that's maybe why some of the witnesses said they were having to put down a birth date as 1900.
They could find it if the states would let them do that. Again, it falls not on the electors or the election offices. It falls on the state legislatures forcing their states to do something. And those states that we mentioned that were sued, if they don't do anything, then too bad, so sad.
So if you're from a different state, can you still call that state?
You can call it if you want. Doesn't mean they'll listen to you, but you can call it if you want.
You can't get through anyway. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Uh-huh. And I hate to be, you know, a party pooper here, but, you know, folks, how long, Kyle, did we spend telling people about all of this that was coming?
A while. Yeah.
Months.
Yep.
Months. And if you didn't pay attention, too bad, so sad. We were telling you. We were warning you. All the conservative talk show hosts on the network that I'm on, we're warning you and we're telling you. All of them, every one of them. I know, I heard the shows, and people on television were telling you, and you didn't pay any attention. Well, you reap what you sow, and if you chose to sit this one out, you got nothing to complain about, the people that didn't vote. You got nothing to complain about, so I didn't want to hear from you. But to the other folks that voted, the only recourse that you have is if you're in one of the states other than Florida, Ohio, and Texas that got it right, okay? If you're in one of those other states, then you need to get on the phone. You need to be talking to your state legislators, just like this one. Conservatives are now urging the state legislators to appoint clean slates of electors under their state constitution. Again, that takes the state legislature.
Well, exactly right, and that's why. But they have to be bold enough, brave enough. They have to be passionate enough.
Correct.
And in order to weather the kinds of criticism that they will come under.
Yeah. The courts are not going to do it. It's already out there, and we've already talked about it. I didn't think the Supreme Court was going to hear this case, and they didn't. I was hoping I was wrong, but they didn't.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, Captain, sometimes the real mark of a leader, as we've even seen with President Trump, is he's borne so much criticism, insult,
yep,
whatever you say, but these state legislatures, they can perform a leadership role here, but it won't be pretty, it won't be easy, but it would be the right thing to do.
Now, Governor Cuomo up in New York has shut down the interior dining in New York City after the fact was revealed that, according to the science, less than 2% of the coronavirus cases were traced to the restaurants that were serving people indoors. Hello?
I know. Well, just look what happened out here in California.
Yep.
In the sense of there is no science that shows that this is a major,
yep,
major problem.
And I just got a flash come across the screen. This is from Breitbart. Georgia, the runoff in Georgia, the U.S. Senate seats, the runoff, a judge may, in fact, restore 200,000 voters that were purged from the voting rolls in 2019. That means people they took off the rolls, he may add back to the rolls so they can vote in this election.
Oh, very interesting. And, of course, the question is, why were they taken off in the first place?
Well, maybe they were dead or they didn't live there. Think about that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So again, but people get the impression, Captain, that there's just it's crazy time when it comes to how these voting rules.
Well, it is crazy time because a lot of people are talking about our Second Amendment, and there's an alert out there about the Second Amendment that came out yesterday. Joe Biden, of course, has been talking about how he and Kamala, and Kamala's mentioned it before, they want to do something about, quote, end of quote, assault weapons. And Mark Kelly, senator in Arizona that just got elected, he wants to do the same. But here's what Joe Biden said yesterday. He said he lacks the executive authority to ban assault weapons. That's true.
Well, right. And he also talked about that a lot of these, quote unquote, progressive friends of his want him to come in and do all these executive things. And he's saying a lot of these things are out of bounds.
They can't do it.
That's right. So watch for even more sort of division and consternation, even among the Democrats, as the far left, the radicals, want Joe Biden to go in there and just dictate and rule like a king.
And for the people up there in Oregon that are going, in Portland in particular, that are going through the expanding autonomous zone, you know about that, right?
Yeah, they're starting that up.
Well, the police are now aware of a weapons stockpile where they have weapons, guns, and ammunition to protect themselves against any invasion from the outside.
Well, wait a minute. That sounds like then they think they have a border, and then they want to do what? They want to protect their border?
Uh-huh.
But, oh, my goodness. That's but, of course, they're kooks. There's no doubt about that.
Well, they're beyond kooks.
Yeah.
And by the way, for the folks, and again, all our friends out there celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to everybody. Hanukkah was celebrated for the first time in public in Dubai and the United Arab Emirates since the Trump peace deals were put in place.
Wow. I mean, again, unprecedented things happening, Captain, historic things happening, and unfortunately with an incoming Biden-Harris administration, with all of these deep Obama ties that they will have, they bring back all the same cast of characters.
They're going to bring back Iran.
That's right. This is going to absolutely derail all this stuff. In other words, I hope that I'm wrong, but having these kinds of things happen and then trying to derail it all is going to just be a disaster in the Middle East. And it's unfortunate. And Trump will get no credit for what he's done.
And one last thing before we have to go to the bottom hour break. We'll talk about more of it on the other side. Goodbye, California. Tesla left. HP left. And now Oracle leaves, and they're all going to Texas to take advantage of all the tax breaks they're going to get there, because they're not going to be paying state income tax for employees, number one, and they're going to be getting a whole bunch of corporate tax breaks, but the money will generate revenue for the locals there. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration late on Friday approved the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. The largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is expected to begin early next week, with the first doses going to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. The United States Supreme Court has rejected Texas's lawsuit challenging results of the presidential election in four swing states. President Trump said on Twitter late Friday, "The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage." Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds, and there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done, and they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized.
The Electoral College meets to formally elect Biden as president on Monday. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
By the way, their number's 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. 6707. They're there right now, 24/7. Give them a call. And the website again is farahandfarah.com, spelled F-A-R-A-H. farahandfarah.com. Phone number 877-245-6707. Always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, Kyle, back to you. The Republicans are demanding an immediate probe in the Eric Swalwell case, his spy scandal case that Nancy Pelosi said that she was aware of. Well, we need to talk to Nancy Pelosi, too, don't we, and find out what she knew when she knew it.
Well, exactly. Now, she said, well, we were all told at the same moment she was at her press conference.
I don't remember that.
Well, no, but she seemed to be pretty upset about the whole notion that that this was even coming up or being asked about. And, you know, Captain, I got to tell you, this is a pretty bombshell story. To find out that somebody who's on the House Intelligence Committee has had a long either relationship, friendship, some kind of a ship with this alleged Chinese spy named Fang Fang for many years, evidently.
By the way, I didn't know anybody named Fang Fang. Did you?
No.
I guess we're in the clear.
Yeah, I've never met Fang Fang. I don't know anything about Fang Fang. And so this is, Eric Swalwell is sitting on the Intelligence Committee at the very least, Captain.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody wants to say something. What do you want to say there?
Well, you know, Captain, I never knew that Fang Fang either. I didn't have anything to do with that. No, I didn't.
All right, be quiet. Okay, go ahead.
Well, but again, you know, somebody's on the House Intelligence Committee, and also, we need to emphasize this, completely played up the Russian hoax, Donald Trump's a Russian agent, downplayed any kind of threat from China. Remember that song, CC, the Music Factory, or things, what was it called, Things to make you Go,
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Things to Make You Go, Oh, okay, there's a new report that confirms that the Chinese Communist Party deliberately deceived the global community about their origins and early stages of the COVID-19, or specifically the Chinese virus. And Chinese officials gave the world a more optimistic data than what they had access to internally, because apparently China's system took on an average of 23 days to diagnose and confirm patients, and testing failures meant that most received negative results until about January the 10th. And we know about something that happened way back last fall in one of their cities called Hubei, where the Hubei province, where people were coming down with this undisclosed outbreak of some sort of influenza or big-time virus at that time, which turned out to be the Chinese virus.
Well, right. I mean, I guess we could quote Joe Biden here by saying, come on, man. You know, obviously they weren't telling us everything. They weren't telling the world everything. And this has been the position, really, of President Trump for months and months and months.
Yep.
And now suddenly, well, there's a report out. I mean, and so we say, come on, man.
Now, the Senate approved a one-week interim spending bill by voice vote and aligned with the House with what they had there. The president signed it yesterday. But here we go again for the, 18th time or something like that, a continuing resolution?
That's right, the CR, as they call it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. This is going to get this could get pretty dicey here, but usually it gets done, but we have to draw it out like this.
And then, of course, there was a report that claimed that Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for the president, told the FDA commissioner that if he didn't approve the Pfizer vaccine, he would have to resign.
Right. Well, this has been it's come this far now, so this is pretty big news. And obviously,
well, I think they were playing politics. I think they knew that this thing was good to go back before the election, and I think they sat on this because they didn't want to give Donald Trump an opportunity to go, look what I've done, and pick up a bunch of votes.
You know, Captain, I think you're really right about that. The logistics of all this, it didn't just come in right after November 3rd.
All right. Now, we talked about the companies that are leaving California, obviously Tesla, obviously HP, and now the tech giant Oracle.
That's right. Again, this is an exodus of biblical proportions, basically.
It's
you know,
a huge amount of the tax base.
Exactly right.
Are you ready to pay the difference?
No, not at all.
Well, what do you know what's going to happen?
Well, the same thing as what Governor Cuomo talked about.
Jacking the rates up, the tax rates. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, what's going to happen in California is you're going to have more. Now, because then there are other ancillary businesses that are dependent on these kinds of things. But and it's, as I said, it's an exodus then, and then you're going to have more companies because, you know, the tax breaks talk. They really do. And when you and especially when you've got a goofy governor and a goofy legislature that's going to continue to make things harder and harder and harder, what do you expect?
Now, you heard me tell you about the coronavirus being ready to go here in Florida as soon as next week.
Right.
New York's Governor Cuomo has threatened to sue President Trump over the coronavirus vaccine distribution. He says his state should be number one because they're bigger.
I know. Well,
or some stupid nonsense like that. By the way, they're not bigger than Florida.
Well, but didn't they say they weren't going to use the vaccine until they had an independent group of
people? That's what we heard. And
people.
Now he's, well, we want to have it.
Well, exactly. See, it changes every day. It changes however they can use it in order to go after Trump. It's like they can't stop themselves and they can't help themselves. And Lord only knows what they will talk about if Trump's not the president.
And the U.S. also said Friday they're purchasing 100 million more doses of COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna. That's the other company that's waiting in the wings for their FDA approval amidst the reports of government passed and the opportunity to secure more supply of the Pfizer product. The agreement will bring the total number of Moderna doses bought to somewhere around 150 million.
Yes.
And that's because their product doesn't need to be kept at that 70-some-odd below zero stuff.
Right. And there's a lot of logistics involved in making sure that they can do that.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah. Now, before we have to take a break here and come back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report, I want to report that the Grinch stole the Christmas stimulus checks this year. Yep, the Grinch stole the Christmas stimulus checks this year. Nasty Nancy Pelosi just isn't interested.
Well, again, they played this for politics, and everybody saw that. And I'll guarantee you this, there are a lot of Democrats in California who've seen that. A lot of Democrats.
They lost their seats because of this.
Well, sure. But I'm talking about just.
And defunding the police, I'm at it.
Well, exactly. But people that are maybe vote Democrat but work somewhere or who have their business, they realized, wait a minute, whose side was Nancy Pelosi on?
Not theirs.
No, because they were sacrificial lambs. In order to try to make it worse for Donald Trump. And they did it to them once, and they know that Pelosi and the Democrat Party officials will do it to them again.
And I got a feel-good Christmas story for you. You ready?
Yep.
There's an Iowa church that bought and forgave some $5 million in medical debts for many people across the country, Christians across the country. Kudos to them for that. They do it every year, but this year was the most that they'd spent on medical bills. And President Trump has announced that he's giving all federal workers Christmas Eve off.
Oh, that's really great. And to know that the church was able to help those in real need is a great, great blessing, and that's why they're there.
Yep, absolutely, and it was really quite a great story, so I had to make sure that I mention it. People are planning on spending about 40% less this year on Christmas, and what a terrible thing for the retailers to hear that right now. So we'll see what happens, and people are being a little bit more frugal with their money. That's definitely true. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back with Kyle Warner and finish things up for the weekend edition with him with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And Denise Simon is waiting in the wings. And Mark in Clearwater, she's got your question, so we're going to answer it for you. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll across your radio dial from left to right. How about that? Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the largest truck stop chain in the United States, Pilot and Flying J. Stop by, check them out, find out why they are as big as they are and why they're as good as they are. And if you go in there and tell them the Captain sent you, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And you can transform that over into becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, or their RV Club if you've got an RV. Anyway, we are going to rock, and here we go.
We'll be right back.
that was for Kyle Warren specifically because he was asking about that, and I kind of pulled your leg a little bit there, Kyle. And what did you get?
We got it, Dirty White Boy.
Yep,
right there.
Two back-to-back Foreigner songs, and one was just as good as the other, but you wanted to hear it, and you got it. So there you go. I thought I'd just throw that in there. All righty. Well, you know, we got some weather to talk about, folks, and it's not a pretty picture out there tonight. We do have some storms and some winter weather out there along with some fog. There is a storm tracking through the Great Lakes today into Sunday. It's going to bring gusty winds to the region with a strip of snow from the central plains into the northern lower Michigan area, where some snow and ice will go all the way to interior New England. We do have a winter storm warning in the northern half of Michigan tonight. Be careful up that away. And a quick moving western storm is going to leave a few inches of snow from the Great Basin Saturday into the southern plains Sunday. Al said over there in Nebraska, they already had 4 to 5 inches on the ground there in Grand Island, and it'll also be a little bit warmer for most of the east on Saturday. Temperatures will run above normal. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we do have a lot going on out west tonight. We've got snow through a lot of the western states, including Oregon, also Idaho, parts of Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, northern Nevada. We've got a lot of precipitation along the west coast and down into northern California as well. We do have dense fog advisory up in the northeastern corner of Montana. Winter weather advisory, this is going to be in western Montana, central to western Montana, west of Helena. Watch out on the 4th of July Pass, of course. Looks like on I-90 we've got some icy patches and snow as well. Northern Nevada, lots of winter weather advisories going on there. Be careful coming across I-80 if you're coming across northern Nevada. Also along I-15 in Utah and along the I-25 corridor in Colorado, and cold temperatures as well, that's for sure.
All righty. Well, let's move on along here because we have got snow that starts out about halfway across Nebraska, as Al said, in the Grand Island, but it's moving to the east. It's all the way across into Omaha, across Iowa, then goes up towards the Quad Cities in Iowa and Illinois, goes up into the southern part of Wisconsin. We're getting snow all the way over to Milwaukee right now, then up the western end of Lake Michigan, and then that winter storm warning for the upper part of Michigan, north of Detroit. About half of Michigan's under a winter storm warning tonight. We do have some very dense areas of fog tonight along I-90 and I-94. 94 up in South Dakota. 90 in South Dakota coming out of Rapid City, over into Sioux City as well, by the way, Sioux Falls rather. And then, up in, North Dakota on 94 all the way across to Bismarck, heavy, dense fog. Now we also have fog tonight from, what was that? From I-45. That was interesting. From I-45 all the way down to, Houston, down towards Brownsville, and over towards San Antonio, and up towards Dallas and Fort Worth, dense fog in that area. And way up north in the great state. Oh, I see what that was. That was Kyle. All the way up into the great state of Maine, we got some snow up that away. And not to forget about the fact that we do have, of all things, in Oklahoma, halfway across the state, winter driving conditions tonight. Be careful. And across the southern part of Kansas as well, winter driving conditions. And Kyle, that was you.
Yes, something went weird on the phone line there.
Yeah, something went and he was gone. Now I got a little echo. But anyway, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and join me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we're going to jump right into the telephone line here, and we have got Denise Simon, and I have a question ready for you from a listener. You sent this question to me before you came on. Wanted to make sure you got a chance to answer it. He says, how did Florida conduct what appears to be a valid election, although we used the Dominion voting machines? Did Florida use the Smartmatic software on these machines? And it's from Mark in Clearwater.
Only 18 counties
used the Dominion machine. The rest of them used ES and S. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's important. The other, it's a fascinating question, because remember when we said as soon as the Florida results came in, it's kind of like the rest of the country stopped?
Mm-hmm.
And they, and I think that the operatives saw that they needed to start working. So that's why we had some big delays. Now, of the 18 counties that used the Dominion / Smartmatic software,
mm-hmm.
only two went to Biden. All the rest of them went to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pivot point.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, when they knew they had to like start flipping switches and do some funky stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why things went into complete suspension. Because remember, we went, what, like 3 hours, 4 hours, and nobody was doing anything, right?
Right, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think Florida, remember you and I talked about it many times, mm-hmm. that Florida was the pivot point. When they saw that they weren't going to get, in fact, interestingly enough.
Well, Ohio, too, for that matter. Mm-hmm.
The two counties that we always worry about is Broward County.
Yeah.
Well, Broward County went to Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that was not a Dominion machine.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that they had some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
None of the bigger counties used the Dominion machine.
And that's important to know because...
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this county's on here that I never even heard of that we have in the state. I have no idea where Baker County is. None.
I believe it's up in the Panhandle.
I have no idea where Glades County is, but
that's a new one to me.
Only two counties,
mm-hmm.
Alachua County and Leon County, went to Biden on the Dominion machine. All the rest of them went to Trump.
Leon's Tallahassee, I think.
Therein lies where I truly, it's a fascinating question, and it's huge.
Okay.
And that's where I believe the whole thing turned.
Okay. I don't doubt it for a second. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we work our way through the weekend show. Hour number three coming up right after the top of the hour news, and your station's getting a chance to pay some bills. And oh, by the way, some interesting information coming out of Missouri. We'll tell you about it. And then some people in the FBI are in big trouble. We'll tell you about that.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.